Sounds True presents Kabbalah Meditation with Rabbi David A. Cooper. Rabbi Cooper is the co-rabbi of Makom Or Shalom, a congregation in Los Angeles, which is meditatively oriented. He is the author of Entering the Sacred Mountain, Silence, Simplicity and Solitude, and The Heart of Stillness. And now, Kabbalah Meditation with Rabbi David A. Cooper.
Shalom Aleichem. The tapes you are about to hear on Kabbalistic meditation offer a unique form of inner work on the psychological and spiritual level. But before actually beginning with the meditations themselves, I believe it will be useful to briefly discuss some background information so that you will have a better idea of how this process works. Meditative practices in Judaism go back thousands of years to the beginning of the tradition itself. Biblical commentaries suggest that the patriarchs and matriarchs communed with the divine in many ways, and this communion took different forms of meditation. The Talmud, which is the primary source of oral tradition in Judaism, discusses many aspects of prayer and other forms of meditative practices, and it addresses as well highly secretive practices of advanced meditators. One of these was called Ma'aseh Bereshit, which means the work of creation. This was a profound contemplative method of invoking the divine presence and of using combinations of holy names to manifest a different reality. This was a kind of spiritual alchemy, and the secret remains well hidden. Another contemplative practice described in the Talmud is called Ma'aseh Merkava, which means the works of the chariot. The chariot is the mystical vehicle that we use to attain the highest states of consciousness. Once again, secret practices were involved that were never written down. Kabbalists, however, have always been fascinated with the mystical chariot, especially as it is described in the prophecy of Ezekiel. Thus, Kabbalists have spent their lives searching ways to dwell in other realms of reality. Many meditative techniques have been used by Kabbalists. We find descriptions of the use of mantras and prayers, gazing at candles or letters of the Hebrew alphabet, using mudras and positions of the body, and spending long periods of concentration in silence and solitude, sometimes for years. But the most important meditative technique that Kabbalists used is what we would call today active imagination. Kabbalah has a holistic perspective of the universe. Everything is connected to everything else, in all directions. Although there are descriptions of different dimensions of reality in Kabbalah, these are more related to consciousness than to physicality. In Kabbalah, to go from one dimension to another is not a linear voyage. Rather, it is a shift in consciousness. In the blink of an eye, the Kabbalist moves between heaven and hell and what we call this reality, this physicality called our universe. Past and future are included in this moment. The tool we use to transport ourselves through time and through various levels of reality is called the imagination. It goes much further than this, however. Kabbalistic perspective suggests that the entire creation is interconnected in such a way that everything that occurs in any part of the creation affects the total picture. There are no isolated acts. Thus, each of us is a reflection of the total universe, and everything we do reverberates throughout the universe. When we consider the implications of this for the individual, we realize that things that affect us are happening on many layers of reality simultaneously. For example, it is obvious that the things people do around us affects our lives. The closer our relationship with others, the more directly we are affected by their actions, and of course vice versa. Now, whereas Kabbalah is concerned with the relationship between humans and other humans, it is much more focused on the relationships between humans and the source of creation, the divine, the realms of souls, angels, and otherworldly beings. So the question arises, how does our relationship with other realms affect our daily lives? This is where the imagination comes into play. For imagination and our dreams are the only ways the other realms have access to our consciousness. From the Kabbalistic perspective, we communicate through the vehicles of dreams and imagination. One of the most basic principles of Kabbalah is phrased, as above, so below, as below, so above. This means that we are a reflection of what is happening in the otherworldly realms, and the otherworldly realms are a reflection of what we do here. Therefore, our imagination is not simply a tool of reception to know what is happening elsewhere. It is also a tool of transmission, affecting the universe. The power of the Kabbalistic meditations that we will be doing, therefore, is twofold. They reveal to us dimensions of ourselves that normally remain locked in the unconscious realms, and they offer us a possibility to heal ourselves on higher dimensions. Thus, Kabbalistic meditation is more active than many other forms of meditation. For there are no limits to the imagination. It breaks down all barriers of reality. Indeed, most of the barriers are self-imposed. Therefore, you are invited to cut loose the boundaries of your own mind and to enter your imagination with great freedom and inquisitiveness. Every meditation is a new exploration of a vast, unknown territory. The guided meditations on these tapes can be used over and over again, each time offering a new experience and a new insight. Some of the meditations can be done on a regular basis, and some can be integrated into our lives in a way that completely alters our daily awareness. One important note. Although these practices with the active imagination are often called visualizations, there is no need to actually see anything in your mind's eye. Some people feel that they cannot visualize because they expect to see something on an inner video tube. This is a mistake. For example, I can suggest to you to think about being on a tropical beach. In an instant, most of you can recall the experience of being on a beach. It is a thought form, perhaps the feeling of warmth, the tactile memory of sand, the oral memory of waves, impressions of breezes, clouds, sky, boats, palm trees, whatever arises in the thoughts. Some of these images may be visual, or they may not, but we still feel the experience of the beach. This is the way visualization works. Many of the senses can be activated, but primarily, we merely need to think about an image that is suggested, and we benefit from this imagination. This is the way you can work with the meditations on these tapes. Finally, try to let go of your inner critic, the editor that lives within all of us, the inner judge, and give yourself full latitude to explore the infinite reaches of your inner world. The Kabbalists teach that this is not just your inner world, it is connected with all worlds everywhere. So this is your opportunity to enter every dimension available to human consciousness. Jewish meditators have had their own inner virtual reality technique for thousands of years. Nothing can match it. And you are fully equipped to join in this experience. There is nothing to plug into, nothing to add, no helmet, no joystick. The key to this practice is simply to bring your concentration to the process and to let go of your own sense of limitation. It is helpful to be in a quiet, protected place when you do these meditations, so that you can let go and completely enter them. Some of you may wish to turn the tape player on and off so that you can spend more time on certain levels. Others may wish to do these meditations when going to bed, for they definitely affect our dreams. It is not a good idea, however, to try these when driving or walking or otherwise engaged in activity. Many people keep a meditation journal when doing these exercises. I highly recommend getting a bound journal for this work. You will find that you will make significant spiritual progress as you develop your imagination. It is useful to have a record, but even more important, as with dreams, we lose the images and the power they contain if we do not spend the time to review them and record them. So now it is time to begin. Find a quiet place, sit back, and enjoy yourself. I'd like to ask you to sit quietly with your eyes closed and allow yourself to experience the chest rising and falling on the breath, experiencing the movement of the chest rising and falling as you center your focus of concentration. You may notice that thoughts arise as you're sitting quietly. Allow yourself to reflect on one or two or three major events that had emotional context for you, in which you were involved in the last week or so. Any emotional experience that shook you up or that you recall in the last week or two. You'll notice when you've hooked into an event like this that the rhythm of your breath will change. Pick one event that you'd like to work with during this visualization and reflect on it. Remember it from beginning to end and review it over and over again, reliving the emotion of the event. Now I'd like you to imagine that you could bring a new level of wisdom to your experience of this event. The wisdom you can bring to it is a deep understanding of all of the variables that led up to this event, of the nature and background of all of the people involved in this event, and that you also have the ability to look forward and can see all of the implications of what took place. Imagine you have this wisdom and understanding. And let yourself reflect on the event from that perspective. And now imagine that all of the participants in the event have the same wisdom and understanding, and that they all now are participating from that perspective. And say quietly to yourself, just as I wish to experience great wisdom, may all the participants in this event experience great wisdom. Notice how this influences your memory of the event. Now imagine once again this event as if you were filled with the purest sense of loving kindness. How would the event have unfolded? And allow yourself to imagine that all of the participants in the event were filled with loving kindness. Imagine what would have happened. Notice now your experience of the event from the perspective of wisdom and understanding, and from the perspective of loving kindness. Notice that there's a new balance and harmony brought into your memory of the event. Relive the event through this perspective of balance and harmony. Let your breath become centered, breathing in balance and wholeness, breathing out harmony and peace. Now come back to the experience of the chest rising and falling on the breath. Letting go of the image. Take a couple of deep breaths and open your eyes. This is a practice that I call hishtavut. Hishtavut means making things equal, or it means equanimity. In Jewish mysticism and in the Kabbalah, we must attain a state of being where we do not react strongly to praise or blame. This is a precondition for the higher states of awareness. We find this as well in other traditions. The practice of hishtavut changes our perspective of events and always brings in the perspective of the soul level, the timeless perspective. What it really means in terms of the universe. As a Kabbalistic practice, it gives us a perception of reality that we don't normally have when we're emotionally entangled in an experience. And it leads to hishtavut, a place of equanimity that brings balance and harmony to our lives. Now we're going to do a visualization. In traditional Judaism, people around the world use this meditation each evening before they go to bed. It's a profound invocation of divine protection. And it uses the images of main archangels who are considered to be at the highest level of the angelic realm. In Jewish mysticism, each of the archangels represents a divine quality. It's as if each is one major emanation of God. And so when we think of the divine in terms of attributes, each attribute is represented by an archangel. This is a wonderful visualization that I highly recommend to anyone who's looking for a sense of protection and security. It's a wonderful practice for going to sleep. It's also one of the first meditations that people teach to children. in this meditation, I'm going to allow it to flow at the end without calling you back as I do in other visualizations, so that you will have the opportunity to play this tape at any time during the day and especially at night, and continue in the meditation for as long as you wish. This is the one time that I suggest to people that they can meditate lying down and can fall asleep embraced in the experience of this meditation. So please find a quiet place where you will sit, or a place to lie down. And begin by centering on the breath. And then invoke a sense of the divine, whatever that means to you, that higher source of life, and call to it. Dear source of life, or dear God, and source of life of my ancestors, please hear my call. Then silently say to yourself, may the Archangel Michael protect my right side, the side of loving kindness, my expansiveness, my desire to give. And as you say this, imagine a presence on your right side, like a change in air pressure or a tingling, anything to sense the experience of a presence on your right. The Archangel Michael represents divine generosity. Silently calling out again, may the Archangel Gabriel be at my left side, the side of restraint, where I have my sense of protection, and where the strength of my creative force resides. Feel the presence on your left side. Imagine something is there, embracing you on the left, just as on the right. The Archangel Gabriel represents the power and strength of God. Slowly invoke, silently, may the Archangel Uriel be in front of me at the balance point of my wisdom and understanding, where knowledge resides. And imagine the presence of a light in front of you. Uriel represents the divine light. And say silently to yourself, may the Archangel Raphael stand behind me at my foundation, and imagine the presence of a strongly supportive and healing force behind you, especially near the tailbone. The Archangel Raphael represents the divine healing power. And now you are completely embraced on your right by Michael, the power of loving kindness. On your left by Gabriel, the power of strength. In front of you, Uriel, the divine light. Behind you, Raphael, the divine healing. Let yourself sink into the experience of this divine embrace. And finally, silently invoke, and may the presence of God rest above my head and my body. The Shekhinah, the divine feminine presence of God, surrounding me, embracing me. Completely immersed in this experience.
Yeah, I don't.